not gonna lie. NGL, bro.
What is that?
Not gonna lie.
Oh.
That's what my generation says.
Pete, how are you slapping the table off beat?
Because I'm nervous.
Because the song has no bass for some reason.
I low-key cut that audio off too quick.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We got DJ Nikki Thunder on the ones and twos.
Clearly no one would hire me.
We would play our sounds, but I forgot my laptop, so it is what it is. Making do. Just glad someone brought a laptop. Otherwise, we would have really been screwed.
Hit that blue one.
No, it doesn't
work. Yeah, the blue one.
Doesn't work. Well, that's appropriate.
Schism. All right.
But yeah, for those of you who don't know, it's Touchdowns and Tangents, live from the Pirate Studios out in West Adams. We got a very special guest, friend.
Quote unquote
guest in the house.
We had a family dinner earlier.
Lucas pulled up on us from DC. What up, Lucas?
Good night, mate.
There has to be an applause button on there somewhere.
Finally. I think there's one on the computer.
One? Try the yellow one.
On the computer.
Perfect.
It's a win.
That'll work. But yeah, man, Lucas finally here in the flesh. At the live recording. No Zoom. Nowhere for you to run off to mysteriously for an hour.
No dark rooms. No locked doors.
Gotta save on electricity, so.
And on Geico. Life insurance. Mm. It's big.
You got your flashlight on.
I was wondering what that was.
That's what happens when you're old. When you're 30, your flashlight just comes on.
I do that literally like at least once a day.
And I'm like, all I did was flick the screen, and I'm like, why is my flashlight?
I get this weird thing where if I tap it in a way, it'll like automatically come on, but it never ever works unless I don't want it to work.
Yeah.
So.
That's just how life is when you become an adult. Yeah, it just doesn't work when you don't want it to.
Yeah, that's
it's
so
like
true.
when you're about to get somewhere early and you hit every green light. And you get there even
it's
earlier.
It's the fucking worst.
It's like the
when you're
time.
Late, you get every fucking red and yellow in the books.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the every green light when you're not trying to get there so early is arguably worse. Because then you can speed to catch up. But then what are you going to do? Drive 15 under the speed limit?
No. That's kind of a problematic way to think. You could just get there and take a nap in the parking lot, like. Scroll through your phone for 10 minutes.
And then sleep through my alarm and then not make it.
And then be fashionably late.
I don't know, man. Fashionably late is on time for me, so. To be honest.
Hey, man. As long as you make a statement.
Except for
the
movies, right? Thought about.
Okay, all that stuff was not my fault. I could not drag my fiance at the door if he's listening to this.
Damn, blaming him.
Man just got off work at 6. Did you have a steak ready for him?
Him? No, none of us.
Did you have a party planned? Was there a party planned?
I had dinner ready for him when he got home.
Were the towels actually folded?
What was the dinner?
What is
this? You can't fold towels.
Jesus Christ.
Pete, you can't fold towels. Relax.
I really can't fold towels.
You really can. It's pretty bad. It's pathetic. Your little brother is much better at folding towels than you. Nikki, what was the dinner?
What was the dinner? It was ricotta, mozzarella, and garlicky spinach topped baked chicken breast with baked panko breadcrumb crusted zucchini slices.
That was too
much. Wow. Nice. That's pretty nice.
You're in your bag.
That was all from scratch?
No, it was from scratch. I'm a great cook.
Wow. Okay.
One thing I'm actually good at in this life. I feel like I'm a good cook.
I can see why he proposed now.
Wow, Lucas.
I used to be a really shit cook.
Wasn't all the 9 months you've known her and all the great, insightful things you said?
Aren't you guys both Patriots? You're both Patriots fans. So?
No, we're like the two Patriots fan types that don't like each other.
I'm
wearing a Raiders shirt.
You're wearing an off-brand
the Clipper hoodie.
Bro, no.
Off-brand LA Wildcats hoodie with Dodgers writing.
I forced him to buy that shirt. I told him, I was like, bro, it's $10. It's $10. It's $10. You got to buy it. It's $10.
You bought that off a homeless dude in a wheelchair, didn't you? At Venice Beach.
I would hope
bro,
not.
Did you
tell them
that we saw the D's Nuts guy?
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know who that guy
like
is.
Like the ugly ass dude with the weird face?
I told
Pete. Yes, like the guy from the meme where he says D's Nuts.
The dude with his jaws opportunity. Yeah.
Bro, he thought that guy invented that saying.
No, I just told
I was like,
you,
bro, that shit goes back to the 80s.
I just told Literally. You he made it popular. Like
it was already popular.
No, I absolutely agree with
it's
that.
It's like saying Drake.
He made it way more popular.
No, he didn't. What the fuck?
Yes, he totally did.
Dr. Dre literally had a song called D's Nuts.
It doesn't matter.
On one of the greatest albums of all time.
Bro, Stan by Eminem came out, 2004? People didn't start saying Stan popularly until like 2020. That's it doesn't true. Matter how long it's
bro,
been.
I was saying these nuts when
have
I was
you
like,
ever heard the song that always nah, feels like somebody's watching me? That song
sounds very familiar.
Yeah, because Michael Jackson sang the hook on it.
Oh, yeah.
I have no privacy.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a Michael Jackson song, actually.
Yeah, everybody thought that.
Yeah, everyone knows.
It's like Alexander O'Neal or some shit. Why does it feel like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy?
Oh.
I don't remember. My mom remembers.
Wow, y'all should sign up for American Idol, bro.
We could have.
Dynamic duo.
Damn.
We could have.
American karaoke.
TGT.
Karaoke.
Low key, I can't hear myself at all.
Karaoke.
Am I? Can y'all hear me in the mic?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, believe me, we can hear you, Kenny. Fuck.
Is this thing on?
Jesus.
Oh, my favorite. Hey, you guys. Nobody remembers that cartoon?
That sounds so
familiar. You see that? This is
like Hey Arnold or some shit.
He thinks people don't hear him if he's not dominating the conversation.
That's not true at all.
Oh, you heard that, though, huh? You heard that side conversation, huh?
You're sitting next to me, asshole.
Hence the side conversation.
That brings nostalgia, bro. Hey, Arnold.
Yep.
It's like that Rocco's Modern Life era.
One of the greatest.
Oh, no, Angry Beavers? Is that what they're called?
That was Happy Happy Joy Joy.
I love the blonde one, the blonde beaver. I hated the brunette beaver.
Wow. That was the first stages of colorism.
The brunette beaver was...
The brown beaver versus the yellow beaver? That was kind of a... That was kind of some colorism mixed in that cartoon, now that I think about it.
Mm. You know, beavers could have been the animal on the California flag.
So why
wow.
But the Russians killed them all.
And then they brought over the bears.
No, they didn't bring
over
bears.
I think they killed the bears too, yeah, actually.
No, bears were here. Bears are still here.
Beaver meat
Black
used to
bears,
be a delicacy.
Not grizzly bears.
Back whenever America
shit,
first got discovered,
over here.
Like back when America was still a frontier, beaver meat was like a delicacy that they shipped back to Europe, and it was like a big deal.
Very interesting.
Now beaver meat is just used for like
no, you can't
inappropriate
jerky in the Ozarks.
Yeah, I don't even think,
inappropriate, like,
you can hunt beavers like that.
Inappropriate
yeah,
jokes.
Sure
yeah, probably illegal. Yeah.
We need the beavers, bro. Fuck you. Don't disrespect the beavers.
I didn't disrespect
a beaver
the
will fuck you up,
it's like
bro.
Talking shit about squirrels, bro. You just don't.
I didn't disrespect the
beavers. Beavers are actually useful.
Yes, I know.
They keep our rivers going. We actually need some fucking beavers right now.
They
with
build
all
dams.
This melt. All this melt, we use a fucking shit ton of beavers.
Oregon State, you know, they hold it down.
Wow. Anyways, on that note, this is Touchdowns and Tangents. Thursday night spot, NFL takes, topical tangents. It's the off season though, so we got some other shit to talk about.
So we move
like,
to NBA.
Aside from the war in Iraq and child sex trafficking in the Miami and the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah, the Mario Princess
that's
Peach
a good art
age
turn.
Age difference.
Man, this is Pete's fault because he swears Mario's 40 and Peach
bro, Google
is 16.
It. This is a common
honestly,
fact.
I don't believe it. It's not a common
this
fact.
It's common fact, bro.
It's like
I
saying
say
Sierra had a dick. That was not a common fact for
Siri,
years.
How people old just... is Mario from Super Mario Bros.?
It's just going to pull up the 1986 whenever the series came out.
The movie.
Or it's 1984, I think, actually.
Probably.
Yeah.
Again, 1984. Very telling book.
According to official,
literally 1984.
According to
Animal
official
Farm,
Nintendo
the
canon,
crashing, we're screwed.
Mario is 26 years old.
Damn, bro.
Liar. Mentiroso.
Right here.
You said 40.
Mashable.com.
I mean, 26 and 16. That's still old.
I mean, what if she's 22? We don't, like.
How old is Princess Peach?
You're going to feel real stupid.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she's a princess.
Are kind of weird.
She's a princess, which automatically insinuates she's a minor. Because she's not a queen peach. She's a princess peach.
Right. I mean.
True. Good so. Point.
She was found.
So this is where it gets kind of weird because it says in the original stuff, she was 15 or 16.
Okay.
But then there's a newer source that's like, yeah, putting all that aside. The new iteration of her is in her
20s. Well, yeah, because now they realize that Mario Sanchez
she's a grown-ass woman and she ain't got time for the bullshit.
Revisionist history. We got it.
And all also, right. no, let's be honest about this.
They can't make Mario a pedophile, bro. They had to change it.
She was found. Like, we don't know how people age in Super Mario World.
Right, true.
Compared to the human world.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's new canon as Kenny's of yesterday.
Cooking. It's like, bro, that Super Mario movie was like pretty much Black Panther meets Avengers meets like a bunch of, like they said a bunch of tropes.
That's Illumination. That's what they do. They make like semi
honestly,
parodies
Park
of other
I
shit.
I hate that studio.
I love them.
All I know is they were mad about Donkey Kong.
All their movies are super brainy.
Well, yeah, besides them fucking sidekicking fucking Donkey Kong, like he was just some little side bitch hoe.
Yeah.
I thought that what they did with Donkey Kong was really good. He was probably my favorite character in the whole movie.
I mean, he was the best character, but
he
could be on his own.
I did a lot of reflecting about the Mario movie. I have.
Bro, Ant-Man gets a fucking movie and Donkey Kong can't get one?
Donkey Kong needs his own
movie.
Ant-Man, bro.
Oh, yeah,
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Three of them. Vital.
Three of them.
Ant-Man's like vital to the fucking
three of them.
How is he vital? He's a
Why
fucking
you do that to
ant,
my boy,
dude.
Paul?
He literally
you
created.
You could just get a villain called the Exterminator.
If it wasn't for him, Thanos would never have been defeated, bro.
Yeah, it's true. He literally.
Thanos would never have been defeated for
He helped create time travel.
Man, fuck
exactly.
that shit, dude.
That's a response to Patch.
I mean, if you like hate Hank Pym, I get it. But like Scott Lang, kind of vital.
Nah, he's a cuck.
Anyways, my point is, though, I mean, like, Donkey Kong wasn't bad in the movie. I just felt like he didn't need
him
to be thrown in there.
They
could have teased him as being, like, the second fucking movie. Like, okay, now we're going to get a prominent Donkey Kong role. Like,
well, yeah, maybe he's going to be a lot more involved in the next movie.
They I made mean, him, hopefully. Donkey Kong
they
pretty
fucking
much
made
Thor.
Him, they made him fucking
Thor in the first
Kelly
Thor.
Rowland to fucking Beyonce, bro.
See, like, the thing is like...
They did, though. Did
okay,
they not?
In like, in the like original games or whatever, like,
Luigi.
Donkey Kong and Mario were, like, not friends.
No, Luigi was definitely fucking chilly, bro.
Not the Luigi, groups.
I know. But you know what I meant. The third girl in Destiny
fucking
Child.
Fucking said TLC, bro. He's not Michelle Williams. That's disrespectful. Luigi's
what
court.
Did Luigi do in that movie except for get the star at the last moment?
Save his fucking life. He saved his life the whole fucking
well,
time.
That half
oh, okay.
Of, well, the whole thing is that
he
Luigi
he got tortured
has no spine,
and held it down.
So it was right. Like, he has no spine.
But Luigi ain't
that's
that much
the,
of a buster, bro.
He held it down,
that's,
got
the,
tortured
y'all,
by Bowser.
Have
like
you ever
like
played
bitches.
The Luigi's Mansions game? He's a coward in all the
he
games.
He look like a bitch, bro.
I mean,
he does move like
if you ran up on
games.
Some ghosts, you'd be scared too.
But he no, like he's no, he has no spine in the games. So of course,
yeah.
He
man, Luigi
spine
got
they didn't have to make him like that. Though.
Luigi got super high verticals. He just need people to believe.
And then they symbolically
him.
Annihilated Yoshi's from the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
that,
I mean,
don't
that,
ruin.
That was pretty.
They
racist.
Only showed them like once, and
well,
the,
okay,
the,
and again,
the egg
in like
the
in the game lore, they
fam, you're spoiling
later.
The movie. Spoiler alert.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
That's true.
I think that Nintendo Illumination, whatever, they really marketed the way that they like, not marketed, the way that they like, they did the Easter eggs. I thought it was really smart.
Virtue signal?
Because for the most part, there were a couple of really obvious ones that were like really in your face. Like the part where like Toad was like making food for the other Toads, like that was super like in your face Easter egg. But for the most part, I feel like they were very subtle.
Damn, those were Yoshi eggs. Wait, no, those are vegetables. What? I'm just whipping up stir fry.
Yeah, he does that in the game.
He's a chef.
So, Captain Toad is
also
it?
A slave.
Anyway,
handmaiden.
Anyway,
quote.
I think the little Easter eggs they had, I think they
shit.
Had.
Imagine you meet someone at a club and they're like, yeah, I'm a handmaiden. Like, yo, so you're a slave? Like, no, I'm a handmaiden. Like,
I don't even know what a handmaiden does.
You never seen The Handmaiden Tales?
No, but I'm going to, so don't tell me.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. Continue.
I think they did a really, really good job of their Easter egg placement for the most part. I think they were subtle enough where they worked out for everybody because they were so subtle that everyone in the theater who got the Easter egg felt better about themselves because she's like, oh, yeah, I'm a real Mario fan because I understood that because, like, I played the, you know, Super Mario 64 that came out in 1996. But if you didn't get the reference, you didn't feel left out because it was so subtle that it, like, you wouldn't have got that it was an Easter egg otherwise. Because I feel like in a lot of games and movies nowadays, they're so obvious and in your face that you feel left out a lot of the time if you don't understand it. And I think that Illumination, Nintendo, whoever, who wrote the writers, did a really good job of making it subtle enough to make everyone feel good about themselves. Because I felt good about myself for being, like, a cool gamer girl, knowing, like, the little, like, niche references. Like, you know, at the end where they spin Bowser by his tail. Like, that was from Super Mario 64. Yeah, the first 3D game, 64. Like, he spins him around to kill him in the end or whatever. And, like, if you didn't play the game, you wouldn't have got that. But it was so quick and niche that you didn't feel left out if you didn't get it. So I appreciate that. But other than that, the plot was mid as hell. Super pandering. Super juvenile. But, I don't know. I like the Easter
egg. I mean, what did you expect?
It has to be.
Like, from plot. Like, how is it not going to be
that? No, but what do you mean, what do you expect? Because who the fuck under 10 plays Mario games, for real?
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Under,
like,
10.
A lot of people do, though. A lot of people
under
do 10, play Mario.
I played Mario.
Of course
Brothers.
You did, because it was super popular then, when you were 10.
That was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I was 20. God damn.
That was like the heyday of Mario. Mario is a 35-year-old franchise. It's older than all of us in this room. So it, yeah. So the
but what I'm saying is, what did you expect from the plot? Like, you expected to be a fucking dark CW Mario?
When I found out Illumination.
Mario just sitting in a
fucking.
Anything
but a CW Mario.
When I found out Illumination was the one producing the movie, I got sad because I knew it was going to be juvenile and brain dead as fuck.
Like, fucking Luigi's taken by Liam Neeson, and fucking Mario has to ponder if he wants to put his overalls back on or not. And they're stuck at Peach's house,
listen,
so he has
to
go back.
You're
going to
be taken, Luigi.
I'm just saying, like,
Luigi, they're going to take you. Stay calm. Start yelling out.
I will find you.
Their faces.
It could have been a little less cringe. I'm just saying.
It's a fucking Super Mario game by Illumination.
They literally combined Super Mario World and Super Mario Bros. And Smash Bros. Into one game. Oh my God. What more could you love?
No, I like
Flaming
the movie.
Donkey Kong.
I gave it the stamp of approval. I'm just saying.
Honestly, I thought the plot was better than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, I thought they did a lot of good tie-ins, for sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, half the plot, for me, that I liked were the Easter eggs.
But can we be honest?
Like, because they took plot from so many other places, it, like, made everything tie together. Wow.
The way they developed
decent
Peach,
way.
I felt iffy about Peach's development. Because
there wasn't any?
No, there was a ton. What do you
she
mean?
Was like the Pink Ranger in the Power Rangers reboot. Kind of a horrible fucking person.
They made her thick for no reason.
They did make her thick.
They sexified her for no reason.
They made her bottom heavy.
Mrs. Incredible, bro, out there.
Okay.
I was like,
she was, bro.
When was Peach bottom heavy?
Bro, what were you looking at that whole movie, bro?
I look at things like that. That's important. That's the idea that you're cultivating. Female body.
Well, Illumination Studios isn't.
And they kept calling
them. They literally built a 16-year-old for the male gaze of the fucking Mario movie.
I'm gonna let you simmer with that and not comment on it. But anyway,
why?
She's kind of
right. I like what they did with Peach in a way, because she's always been the very damsel in distress, ditzy person in most of the
and
games.
That's kind of what makes it dumb that they.
But
did
let me finish. I liked it because I liked the fact that she got some development because she deserved it. But at the same time,
I'm just confused.
As a woman who appreciates another woman not being in the damsel in distress, you know, role, I guess. And it also felt kind of pandering in a way, because, like, oh, she's a big, strong woman now. Like, the whole, like, little scene where she where she was jumping around on the blocks or whatever. It just felt so forced. Because most of it was very natural. It was very natural progression for the most part. But that initial, just like the stupid block running, like the platforming. Because
her hang time is trash in the video
games. It
was
just like so force feeling.
She had elite hang time. Luigi got the highest, has the highest vert.
They really tried to make
everybody
her
in that
brave.
Game. And they made the princess, they gave her fucking super speed. Super hops, like, bro, you don't have...
I mean, she has super hops in the recent game.
She glides in the air in the video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm confused is, like, you, like...
They did the short
like,
thing,
you're
though.
Saying you like the things that they did that, like,
You didn't notice?
It's like I appreciate it in concept.
But you like all the fucking commercialized shit they did at the same
her
time.
Finish.
No, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's like a... It just feels very like, you know, 2023. Like, it feels like they're doing it to be woke or whatever in a way.
They and made it realistic for the time period, but still nostalgic.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it for what it's worth.
That's the part that I hated, too, because I couldn't tell what fucking time period it was in.
Yeah, I appreciate it for what it's worth, what, their development for Peach. But why did they just decide to develop her now?
Yeah,
like
that's
you
what
just
I'm saying.
Decided
yeah.
to do it because now everyone else is developing and
yeah.
changing their characters.
And
because
they
around.
Need a princess, they
I
don't
think
have
it's
a princess.
Pretty fair though. I think that's realistically what would happen.
It's like Disney. It's like Disney adding in like a ton of like LGBT characters and stuff.
Yeah, that's
like
bullshit.
It's good for what it is in theory. Like they deserve.
They do that on Coco Melon sometimes.
They deserve the, how do you say, the representation. But at the same time, from a corporate company standpoint, like, it's just for money
right.
and whatever, because you don't care about the gay people. Like, you're just putting it in there because you want to seem like...
Well, you saw that whole
new.
Shit with fucking Coors, with Bud Light, right?
No.
Which one?
So Bud Light did this fucking influencer campaign with this trans person, mm-hmm. and then fucking Kid Rock and a bunch of other conservatives, like, shot up a bunch of fucking Bud
God,
Light.
I fucking hate Kid Rock.
Like, it was a whole fucking right TikTok moment. Like, they were all just on fucking TikTok shooting up Bud Lights and throwing them in the trash, pouring them in the sink.
Bud Light, the white trash of America beer?
I thought that
yeah.
was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No, it was Bud Light. So they all...
I mean,
so,
I know that. But.
So all the fucking hard right people cancel Bud Light, and they're like, yeah, we're drinking Coors now.
Yeah, PBR, and then PBR are for
and
people
then,
who want to be white.
And then I was watching this other dude, and he's like, yeah, but what they don't know is that Coors has sponsored LGBTQ Pride for over 20 years. They've donated
See?
Over hundreds
and
of thousands of
shit.
Dollars
that's
to LGBTQ foundations, blah, 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 and they're like...
And that's why Coors is real for that, because they're not
yeah,
they're
people
not
are stupid.
Letting, they're not letting everyone know, hey, guys, we're cool with gay people, buy our stuff. Like, they're silently supporting pride movements for 25 years.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's more, you can appreciate it for what it's worth more when they're not doing it in, like, a weird corporate-y way. Right. And that's how I felt about Peach, kind of. It felt very, like...
I feel like
woke now.
I feel like that's kind of how it would go in real life. Like, these dudes just show up out of nowhere. She's been here her whole life. Of course she's going to know the terrain. There's nobody to question her leadership. Mm-hmm. She can't fight Bowser on her own. And like, yeah, she was made to, like, be tough and strong and somewhat independent, but at least she wasn't made to be stupid. Like, she knew, like, hey, I can't be Bowser on my own.
Right.
I ain't got the hands like that, and these are all fucking mushroom people. And, like, right, I don't, right. like, the person who's willing to, like, give his life on the line for me, Toad, I treat him kind of like shit. And then I see Mario immediately call him small and ineffective because he can't do what I do. But, like, bitch, you've never even seen another human before. Like, you're not even supposed to be here. You're actually the one out of place.
Right.
And, again, we don't know how time goes in that world. So they can't, like, have everything down to a science. At least they didn't do what Avatar does with that bullshit. So some white people and some aliens' bodies, and all of a sudden I'm supposed to forget that you colonized the place and then showed up, and now you're in somebody else's skin, and I'm supposed to, like, think you're a sympathetic character.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You haven't seen Avatar.
The original,
so
the original Avatar got a lot of flack for, like...
The sequel was even... it was about the same.
For what?
Like, the white
just
dude,
like,
who's paralyzed in real life, he fucking...
Like, white savior complex?
Yes.
Like, you go in, you're a white man who goes and saves all the indigenous people from themselves, basically.
But they were chilling before you got there.
That's Gone with the Wind.
Well, yeah, Gone with the Wind's also 100 years old.
That's what I'm saying, but people love that fucking movie.
But it's
also I don't fuck
years
that
old.
Movie. Fuck Gone with the
people
Wind.
People love that fucking movie. It's
Black
considered
Panther 2
a fucking
was
classic.
People make excuses
considered
for old movies.
Fucking classic cinema, like...
I mean, people also
I mean,
think-
so is shit like Fantasia. But it's Fantasia has a bunch of weird racist shit in it too.
Well, yeah,
Fantasia is
fucking
dark shit. I don't like to read.
Disney movies do,
but yeah. So like, the whole him, Princess Peach mocking Mario because he's short, but then like he's constantly willing to put his fucking life on the line. He's like, bitch, I'm just trying to find the exit and get out of here. Fuck Bowser and his turtle. You can't beat a fucking flaming turtle. You got other problems. Like, I'm shouting for my brother and we can dip.
Yeah.
Like, I did like how they address the little relationship between Peach and Mario in like very, very brief relationship. Terms. Cuck, where it was like, oh, y'all could date, hee hee, but it only lasted two secs. And his main concern was his brother rather than Peach. I appreciated that a lot in the movie, actually.
It just felt like if Bowser was like, remember the movie?
Yeah, but he fantasized over her like the whole movie.
Who did? Mario?
Because he was seen as a loser the whole
movie. When he was getting his ass beat, he only heard her voice. When he first saw her, they did like that thing where she was like, they like zoomed out and like zoomed back in and made it look like
it
only had eyes
for her. It wasn't like the lovey thing. It was just like,
no, that was definitely a lovey thing.
It's more like he never had a woman pay attention to him.
It was like right when they first met, and it was like right when he was getting his ass kicked.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it was a lovey thing.
Why?
Mario was considered a loser most of the movie.
Because it was
he had to keep proving himself. Like, and I'd be like, Peach, so what the fuck have y'all people done to stop Bowser? Like, why didn't you, the apes and everybody else just run down on Bowser when you had the chance?
Oh, this is kind of a random
thing. That's some Thanos
shit. The song that Jack Black was, the piano song,
mm-hmm.
What was that song, like, what was that song mimicking?
It reminded me of Tenacious D.
I don't know what it
was. Meatloaf, I would do anything for love, but I wouldn't do that.
Especially that one part where he kept saying her name.
Like Peach, Peach, Peach.
No, like,
it wasn't like Benny and the Jets.
It was talking, like, it was copying another song.
I would have to listen to it again, but I knew, like.
Yeah, I think they kind of evilized Bowser a little bit too much, too.
Evilized? He's the bad guy.
He's literally
but
the same
like
person
not
as Thanos.
That bad, though.
No, they he made him better is. Than he really he's, is.
I don't think so. I think they made him worse.
He's a king in his homeland.
Like,
he's not like, he's not like. I feel like they made him like a real fucking stalker. Like they made him
because
like.
Because he is one. They literally, he's very sympathetic very, in that movie. Are you kidding?
I
felt the opposite.
He's the dude in the Players Club who chased
the piano playing and the being cute and the sweet and like the practice.
That's fucking Jack Black, bro.
And the practicing with K-Mec, the marriage.
Like, Kenny made the joke. He was like, that's in his contract. He has to have a ballad in every movie he's in.
That's true.
The little scene where he was practicing his vows with
K-Mec. I didn't sympathize with him at all.
That was super. That was so extra. They did not need
that.
That
was his own psychosis being played out in front of all of us.
That's why I didn't like the plot, is because I didn't really sympathize with any of the characters. Like,
but that's why I liked it, because all the characters have flaws. Luigi's pussy till he ain't. Mario's incompetent. He doesn't really know how to lead. He's dragging his brother down with him, when in fact, like, no, they're a team. Mm-hmm. They raise each other up. All his family is trash, except his mom. But if you ask certain Italian mothers and Italian families, hell, even black families, like white families, you can find a black sheep. Any one of us could identify with Mario at some point in our
lives.
Honestly,
I just like the fact that it looked pretty and it kind of made sense.
No, but why did all the characters
all
look like
about.
They're supposed to except Mario? Like Donkey Kong, I think, and Bowser both looked exactly how they should have been. Peach was a little off, but it was fine. Why did Mario, the main character?
Peach was way off.
She was a little off.
She was way off.
How about how much?
And the original.
She was off.
In what
lot.
Regards?
I'm telling you, they fucking sexualize her.
That's okay, I don't know what she's in her body. I wasn't really paying attention to her body because I'm not weird like that. But her face,
bro. They literally zoomed in on it when they zoomed out, and
her
it was just her,
similar.
And she was in the white pants, bro. Like they did that shit on purpose.
Oh, when she was on the motorcycle.
Yeah, bro. Like
oh, like when it was
like there were several
it was like
things.
A POV, like
yes.
Mario was behind her. Yeah,
there were several times.
That was pretty. I remember looking over
when
at
they changed
Will,
when
some
they
of those cut scenes. I was like
when they cut to her, like how she was changing. Yeah. Like they didn't need to do that. They could have just had her in a new uniform. Like
I was talking about her face though. Like I think
she
could have
walked
was
somewhere else, but they're just like slow mo her outfit changing. Like,
I wonder
okay.
how they're gonna bring Daisy into it and Wario and everybody
shit.
Else.
Yeah,
are her and Daisy gonna be enemies?
That would be pretty sick.
I don't think they're. Are they in the games? I don't think they are in the games.
Daisy's in the game.
I don't remember much of Daisy in the game.
I mean, they have Super Mario Bros. Super Smash Bros.
I don't even know what game she's introduced in, actually.
Mario Kart, technically.
Really? No. Well,
and Super Smash Bros. Because that was literally. We were watching Super Smash Bros. Live on TV.
Super Smash Bros. And Mario Kart are like the only two Mario.
They blended
games
three games into
like
one
play.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
Oh, it had references from all of the games, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just weird, like, how they treated Toad like a second-class person.
Yeah, that was fucking
he was. He is.
That's fucked up, bro.
That's how he is in the movies. He's always building the fucking castle, bro. He's always fucking.
He be doing honestly all the legwork.
Yeah, he does. He does a lot of shit.
I like how he had his little cabin.
Yeah, I just like how he had his fucking car, bro. At least they gave him his whip.
He's pimped out. He's like, hey, I'm actually like the shit amongst my people at my level. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean.
All right, anyways, I feel like.
Moving on. Yeah. Super Mario Bros. Go see it for yourself.
I give it an 85.
It was very philosophical, clearly.
I give it an 86.
We need that Nintendo sponsor.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10 because I really, really liked the.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Did you like the movie or not?
Like, no, 7 is like barely.
No, no, no. Yeah. It was mid. It was mid, but.
A mid is 5.
It was a mid animation.
But your whole conversation started about how you liked it.
I don't fuck with Chris Pratt, first I'm off.
So okay, now you're just taking personal beefs into it.
Okay, no, listen, I don't fuck with Chris Pratt. I don't fuck with the casting. I didn't fuck with the animation. The plot was very...
So you didn't like the... Then how is it a 7?
Chris Pratt's a terrible person.
How is it a 7?
I don't even want to get into it. He's a terrible person, I promise.
Is it because...
He's done a lot of horrible things.
So you're literally just giving it a 7 off of fucking Easter eggs.
He, like, literally doesn't love his disabled child, and he is an animal abuser. Whoa. Anyway.
Well, shit.
No, he's actually a terrible person. He's actually a horrifying...
He could be down the street, you know. This is LA.
He does live in LA, but he literally does not love his disabled child. And on the alleged
side of the game, so we don't...
He's pretty much admitted to the fact that he loves his child less because they're disabled. He is a very bad person. Anyways.
Goddamn.
It's a physical disability as well, which is... funny.
Yeah, their parents were like that. It's pretty fucked up.
And then he got divorced from his wife and married another girl.
Anna Faris?
And then...
he divorced her and then he married Schwarzenegger's daughter.
On multiple occasions, crazy. He has been caught on camera talking how blessed and lucky he is that his wife gave birth to a healthy child. Can you imagine being his other kid and hearing that? Ugh. Anyway...
I just went straight to South Park.
But yeah, fuck Chris Pratt, first of all. I didn't like the casting of Chris Pratt. Even though I don't like Chris Pratt, wouldn't necessarily care. But why cast a white American man as an Italian?
I mean, in the first Italians place? Like to pretend they're white.
White American man.
Yeah, Italians like to pretend they're white. They're born, bred white, even though we all know, like, if we go
they
far back
they
enough in
gotten,
history,
they could have gotten an Italian guy. But anyway... But I really, really, really loved the Easter eggs, and I loved how niche they were and how they were very various across all of the games, and they even had pop culture Easter eggs.
So you really just loved that it was Mario porn. That's literally what you're saying.
It was nostalgic Mario.
That's literally all you liked about it.
What I'm saying is like I've watched a lot of things that had like that were pandering to the audience and didn't like them because of how like what a bad job they did in the writing or whatever. I think that the reason I like the Easter eggs so much is because the way they were introduced into the movie, not because they were there, but how they were there is what I like so much. I think that the writers, whoever inserted...
So you like that it was elevated Mario porn?
I guess.
All right.
He will not let you leave the ledge. He will keep you on the ledge.
Because you're just like, I liked it, and then you're like, but I hated everything about it. And then you're like... It's a 7, but, like, I hate everything about it, so
because
I'm, like,
I think
I'm just confused.
Because the Easter egg part is, like, a 15 out of 10.
No, I got it
10.
Now. I'm clear now.
It's
you
exceptional.
It
like, what they did with those were exceptional. The fact that they even made Easter eggs that weren't even having to do with the games, but actually pop culture associated with Mario. Like, they made an Easter egg referring to a speed run. That's crazy. That's awesome. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to insert that. Like, it has nothing to do with the games itself. It's a speedrunner. But they inserted it because it was cool. And they made it super subtle, too.
Did you like the movie or not?
Yes. I like the movie.
What grade do you give it again?
7 out of 10.
A 70%?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 53. That shit is on crack.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Out of 100?
The audience gave it like a 96, though, so...
I mean, 90%.
Like I said, I just liked
it
because
the people there were 4-year-olds.
I just liked it because it was pretty and it made some kind of sense.
I think it was a good
movie. That was enough for me.
You could play it to children and not like fuck them up. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, someone who lived through Mario,
I don't know. That star was kind of a little blue star.
Hey, man, that's really just our subconscious. Cool, in the back. That's the deepest, darkest
part of the movie, honestly.
That's really our
that
inner voice.
My favorite part
he
of
was
movie,
me for
honestly.
Real, bro.
That was the real, that was the balance. That was the accountability.
The hilarious part was the baby voice. I think that's
at
what
the
really
end,
yeah.
It was just like, it's just you in the void now.
Yeah. I was like, let's be honest. You Pete died 100 times in this shit.
All right, so moving on to some other adjacent shit.
The first thing we have on the rundown is NBA talk.
Yeah, man.
Why?
NBA talk.
Why?
Because the Lakers got their ass cheeks clapped once again last
nobody
night.
Nobody cares. We knew that was going to happen.
I believe it's the 13th straight time.
11th.
11th, okay.
You fucking purposes at 13. You knew it was 11, you bitch.
The Lakers are 30. Or, I'm sorry. Are 6 and 37 versus the Clippers over the past, like, 12 seasons.
Outside of the bubble year.
Just been getting their fucking cheeks clapped. Repeatedly.
With malicious intent.
But, yeah, man. The Lakers still have a shot at getting, I think, the 6th seed. I think they have to win out, and they need some help. Golden State has to lose.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Nikki's team, the Thunder, still in it, I think, right?
They're out. They're teetering alongside the Mavs. But
well,
I
that's
think,
awkward in your house.
I know, right?
Your boy Chad Holger got some muscle,
Thunder,
though.
I think the Thunder is going to make it in over the Mavs because I'm pretty sure we're playing the Jazz next. And I think the Jazz, I want to say it's the Jazz, are resting their starters.
Yeah, and they did that and took the Lakers to fucking overtime. So,
Harmon's no idea what they're doing.
But the Thunder continues to surprise me, or should I say disappoint
I don't know what's
me.
In the Salt Lake water, so. But the fucking Jazz team is always decent.
Because they always have white boys who are talented. Laurie Malcolm.
Even when they're mid.
Because they got good players.
Bro, he didn't even play versus the Lakers.
He's still a good player, though.
He hasn't played. He's not playing.
They
shut him down.
Game, he's the reason why they've been winning.
But they shut him down, and they're still winning. They're still competing. I'm telling you, bro.
I get it. But
I have no idea what's in
the
fucking Utah water.
I feel like the Jazz is the most consistent team in the league. They're always
probably, yeah. If you look at all time, yeah. Over the last fucking 30 years.
Because they definitely don't win.
Bro, but they're in the playoffs every year. They've only had like...
Yeah, fuck Karl Malone.
Have y'all ever seen that play called The Book of Mormon?
No.
Nah.
It's like the only play that is that you would ever watch that's actually good. But,
do they have a Jazz fans like in the play or...
There's
yelling
this
racial epithets?
There's like a joke that like all the Mormons live in Utah, right?
They do. Where else would they
And then
be?
There's this one one song that this kid like he thinks he's gay but he's like trying to like not be gay cuz it's against Mormonism.
Right.
And then he was just like talking about how his dad would like beat the shit out of his mom every time the Utah Jazz would lose. And so just like every time I think of the Jazz, I think of that play. It's an amazing play. It's made by the creators of South Park.
Oh. Okay.
So,
yeah, I remember that.
100% would recommend. But, like, yeah. Mm. Anyway.
I thought I have to watch that really high with our friend Mancini.
All right. But, yeah. So, outside of that, NBA's.
Mavs failure. Kyrie Mavs failure.
Yeah.
Luka's.
It's not Kyrie's fault.
Luka's fault. He came out and admitted he can't fucking play defense.
Yeah.
It's the whole team. They can't play defense.
No, like,
together.
Luka is not a superstar because he can't
they
play
don't,
defense.
You can't say that, bro.
You can't be a superstar and not fucking
why
play defense.
No one listens to your basketball.
Kobe's a superstar because he can play defense. Durant can play defense before all injuries. Kawhi plays defense. That's what made him a superstar.
Bro, but Luka does stuff that even those guys can't
do,
bro.
He scores a lot. Okay, good for him. And he wears 77 and he's pudgy.
It's more than just that, bro.
Stop talking about his weight for no reason.
Look at the way he scores.
He should wear 77. It's an unflattering number.
Distribute.
I have no reason to defend Luka, but I will continue defending him forever and ever till the day I die.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he did win.
Is that in your vows?
It's probably part of it. Dude, I don't know, bro. He's just so like overanalyzed and criticized about his weight. Every time someone wants to talk about it, I just want to freaking beat the shit out of him. There's no point.
Wow. Okay.
He's a big ass, husky ass, 6'7".
I mean, but yeah,
man.
Look at Jokic. Jokic was too, and he lost weight, and now he's a 3-time MVP.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it.
And he plays defense.
You can only go so far, though. Like, at some point, you got to, like...
How, what do you mean by so far?
Ascend,
dropping 40, 50 points
level.
In a game? Is that not enough
but
for
exactly,
y'all?
But that's what's crazy. Imagine if he did
defense.
The other part. Like,
play defense.
He's already on track to be better than you. I can never say his last name.
Jokic.
Okay,
Jokic.
We got to stop acting like
Jokic
European
got three
players
three
don't get a pass
MVPs,
for not playing
bro.
Defense. European players get passes for not playing defense, except Jokic.
We gotta stop pretending like Jokic ain't fucking him, bro.
He is Jokic him, but is not better than Joel Embiid. I will continue to defend him forever. He doesn't deserve all the shit.
Should get the MVP. I'm just saying.
He's not even fat. He's not nearly fat. I wouldn't even say. I wouldn't even call him tubby. I wouldn't even call him tubby.
He's pudgy.
My whole
he's
thing husky. Though is if you give husky. Joel Embiid the fucking MVP.
Yeah, 52 points. We're not gonna overlook that.
That's foul because
he's the only thing keeping the Sixers alive. Ben Simmons ruined like 3 NBA teams. Ruined the chemistry.
AD got robbed out of his MVP in 2000.
And Kobe got robbed out of several MVPs because Steve Nash exists.
Yeah.
But is Kyrie the reason, though? Is Kyrie the reason for the Mavs?
No, he's not. Because think about it. Porzingis was there. Couldn't win with Porzingis.
Porzingis is washed.
He's a big that...
He's a fucking washing machine, bro. He's a coin laundry.
Doesn't matter. He'll still give you 16. He'll give you 16, 18. Doesn't matter. You need somebody. You need more than one person who can score.
Yeah, and get dunked on, bro.
Hey, man.
7'6" getting dunked on, my guy. Hey, come on.
That boy.
He gets dunked on. That boy gets dunked on.
We know. We know. He's Sean Bradley with a jump shot. We know. But my point is, you can't sit up here and act like Luka's amazing superstar and then cut him slack every time his team chokes and he don't play defense. He don't play defense in the clutch against nobody. At least Steph Curry played defense in the clutch when it mattered. With his fucking ceramic ankles.
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily fair to compare them, though.
It is. They're both volume scorers.
But Kyrie,
the only player you can compare to Luka is LeBron.
Get the fuck out
That's
of here.
That's it, bro. What?
Get the fuck out of here.
That's
on
it.
Drugs.
How?
You're on drugs.
Playstyle, size, statistics. Hey,
you know what? You know
ability to score, ability to pass.
Hey, what's the difference between T-Mac and Luka?
Bro, people said the same.
Aside from
Stop bringing up T-Mac, bro. T-Mac's not even at the fucking table, bro.
But they don't win shit.
T-Mac's not even at the fucking table,
my
guy.
They score, but they don't win
shit. I like Luka.
Luka's actually made it to the second round, bro. T-Mac never made it to the second round, bro.
He didn't make it to the second round. He didn't win.
We already had this fucking argument, bro.
He didn't win.
We've had this argument on the podcast.
He didn't win in the second round.
T-Mac has never made it to the second round. The only time he made it to the second round was when he was hurt on Ron Artest's team.
He was on the Spurs team that made it to the...
Okay, yeah, he won a ring on the Spurs team as a fucking 15th man.
They lost. He didn't win a ring.
Yeah, you're right. This is a 15th man. My bad.
I'm just saying.
Luka can't even sit at the same table as T-Mac, bro.
First
off. But you want to compare him to LeBron? That's random.
No, I'm saying Luka can't sit at LeBron's table.
Comparing him to Kobe. Okay, that's a fucking lie.
What? Oh, you're saying? Oh, okay.
T-Mac shouldn't even be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
I thought you meant
the other way around.
If you said Carmelo and Luka are about the same, I'd agree with you. They're walking buckets.
You don't even remember the shit that you were talking about LeBron at the lunch table in fucking freshman year of high school. You were probably saying the same exact shit. He don't play defense. He don't play defense.
He was their best player. He was their.
He wasn't playing defense,
bro. He was playing
defense. He was not playing defense,
He was
not playing defense,
bro. Larry Hughes was gambling, taking steals.
He was not on no fucking all-defensive team, bro. Look it up.
So what? It was his first fucking couple years in the league. Nah, you can't shit on
Okay, but you're gonna give LeBron a pass, but you won't give Luka. Luka's only in, like, his fifth year, bro.
First off, Luka never was as hyped as LeBron James, ever. So you're already kind of was. No, the fuck he wasn't.
Bro, people were talking about Luka like 2 years before on fucking YouTube highlights.
So
and
was Luka a fucking four-star
and his hot mom.
Receiver coming out of high school? No, he wasn't.
He was in fucking...
Where?
I don't know. One of those countries that used to be Russia.
You don't even
know
what? Serbia? You don't even know
what fucking
country.
I don't know.
You don't even know.
He's from...
Slovenia.
Slovenia. There you go. Sasha.
One of those.
Isn't Sasha from... Somewhere else, he's not from there.
This is a lot of Luka talk for the topic being about Kyrie.
It's not about Kyrie though.
Yeah,
because Kyrie showed up and it scored.
Bro, I don't even like white basketball players. You got me defending Luka.
I'm not defending Luka because he don't play defense, and admits he doesn't play defense.
I will say though that calling the I feel like Kyrie is the most clutch fourth quarter scorer in the league right now, or one of them.
At least Dirk Nowitzki admitted and tried to play defense.
And to say that he's the reason that the Mavs are having a hard time is hilarious when he literally just came in three quarters of the way through the season. And
yeah, he's still mad.
Started balling the fuck out. He got, what, 20 points in the fourth quarter
last night?
Kyrie
dipped out on the Celtics after he said he wasn't going to.
Here's the problem.
Fuck Kyrie for that. Yeah.
I mean, fuck this city of Boston. Let's just be honest.
Look, watch. Kyrie's just doing the same shit. He's saying he's going to re-sign with the Mavs. It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. I would bet my left
Why would that
pinky
happen?
Toe.
It don't do that, because if you start limping for some reason 7 months from now,
bro, they literally showed a highlight of him saying that at every team he's been at.
Yeah, and then he leaves.
It's different.
And then he leaves.
It's different.
He's a mercenary. So what?
He's gonna.
So what? You're gonna go. You go where they pay you, right?
I don't know. Every time
you go where they pay you, right?
They're not gonna pay him.
I'm saying, would you go where you would be paid, right?
Yeah, so
then if you get a better offer somewhere else, you're going to leave, right?
That honestly, the Lakers would probably give him like a huge bag.
Yeah, because LeBron, this is LeBron's last leg.
Yeah.
And he wants to play
with
his son.
Fucking toe.
Yeah.
Last heel. Last hamstring.
Honestly, his son should probably go to college because I don't see how he'll get eaten alive in the NBA that first rookie year.
Kyrie's probably going to end up in the Lakers. And yeah, it's going
to
happen.
He should go to Portland so him and Dame can be miserable together.
Oh, yeah, no.
But Dame Lillard started to piss me off as far as like, I love him. He's from Oakland, Bay Area cat. But bro, like, wave your fucking no trade clause.
He
literally wave your no trade clause.
He literally wrote a diss song about you, bro. He literally wrote a diss song about people fucking trying to get him to go to other teams.
And I'm tired of it.
It just dropped. It just dropped.
I know. Yeah, I listened to it. Like, bro.
Okay.
Just
since it's already 9:30, I feel like we should probably move on. But on this topic.
But yeah, so the East is wrapped up too. Bucks are in the 1 seed. Celtics are in the 2 seed.
Nobody cares.
Fuck the Bucks, dude.
The Wizards are out of the fucking playoffs.
The Bucks again.
Speaking of Bradley Beal going to waste,
send him to Portland
so they can have the same thing they had 3 years ago.
Yup.
All right, moving on. Touchdown or fucking college football?
Wow.
Play the bell.
Oh,
there should be
a
bell.
You ain't even going to talk about the famous Dave's. You put a whole little thing about mid-ass barbecue.
Gotta be fade or fair.
I gotta eat it again. That's what I told her.
We had famous Dave's barbecue this evening.
You're going to hell, buddy. You were a piece of shit of the highest order. Don't stand close to me. You only struck my lightning.
Nice.
If God's a woman, you're getting pegged in the afterlife.
All right.
And by the way, Mario hated mushrooms. The fuck is up with that?
Yeah, that was a random, stupid lore addition.
Kind of racist.
Literally no one asked for.
He just didn't want to go on a trip, bro. That's all.
I mean,
he doesn't do drugs, man.
Shit.
All right, there should be a bell on your computer. On the computer. Computer.
But the speaker? I forced on everyone Famous Dave's barbecue. It was amazing. Everyone acted like it was about to be mid. And
I never said that. I actually had it in Vegas.
It was cold-ass barbecue, and it was the best barbecue any of these fuckers ever had.
Wow.
It's not the best barbecue I've ever had. Like,
definitely not. Yeah, you got to chill.
Ritz Barbecue, Johnny Memphis, Smokehouse, RIP.
Bro, I can't trust anyone from California on barbecue, please.
You've never had Johnny Memphis
My
Smokehouse
dad can grill.
Anyway.
My dad can fucking grill, man.
Really?
I'm not talking about homemade barbecue. I'm talking about
that spot in Mobile, that dude who just gave me a random fucking plate of
Mobile
barbecue.
Mobile doesn't count.
That shit was fire.
Because Mobile is the South. The more racist the state, the better their barbecue.
That's true. That is true.
Explain
that's
Arkansas.
A bad correlation.
Explain Arkansas.
Because they know fire.
Okay, Arkansas is a little bit different because they like
Arkansas.
They be like hunting for their food.
I feel like Arkansas just like takes from every state around them.
Yeah,
like they don't have an identity.
Yeah, pretty much. They're just,
I mean, they produce really really good water.
That's
really
it.
Nice, clear.
Don't they have one of the worst
water.
Educational systems in the country?
The worst one in the country is Mississippi, and then
that's
Louisiana,
not,
and then Texas.
We know why though.
Let's go, baby.
All right, college football. All
right, on to March Madness.
Yeah, so in case you missed it, San Diego got dog stomped by UConn.
Still.
Ben Gordon still got caught a case, which was random as fuck to me.
LSU beat Iowa.
I was like, damn, imagine your alma mater winning and then you catch a case. Like,
wasn't he still smoking crack somewhere?
Yeah, probably.
It's fucked up.
Did y'all see that LSU-Iowa beef?
Yeah, it wasn't even a beef.
It
was all these racist
ass media beef.
It was all these racist ass sexist people in media who finally had to come out and say, you don't really watch girls basketball.
Yep.
And you think they shouldn't be allowed to talk shit to each other.
Yep.
Like, first off, fucking...
It's literally just athletes.
Angel Reese came through Maryland. Some of the fucking playgrounds she played on, some of these journalists wouldn't fucking walk through those neighborhoods without pissing on themselves. Yeah. So the same way male athletes go through some hard shit to get to college and play sports, women athletes go through the same thing. And they act like they don't have AAU for females. And first off, fuck Keith Olbermann, and fuck you. We don't care that you like to put up, oh, this dog's gonna die.
Tyler next dropped week. An album?
Yes, he did. You're late.
What the fuck?
You're late.
Who? Tyler, the Creator?
Yes. Yeah. He's late.
Today?
Yeah. A lot of people dropped.
This is old.
A lot of people
dropped. It's a bonus album? Fucking hate bonus albums.
Oh, is it just like a remix of his old stuff? Ugh.
Don't leave.
No, but he added like six songs.
Fault. Anyway, we won't let you cook. Continue.
All right, cool. Yeah, so bottom line is, fuck Keith Olbermann. Yeah. Fuck Oscar De La, whatever the fuck his name was.
De La Hoya?
No, not De La Hoya. Some other dude. Oscar Garcia or some bullshit. Dave Portnoy. they called Angel Reese a stupid piece of shit and a fucking idiot. Yeah, and honestly, I think both them dudes should be stomped out in public. You wouldn't say that shit to her face.
Nope.
Or her family's face. Because you would get your lily white ass, your brain stomped in. Especially Keith Olbermann. Like, Keith Olbermann saying racist shit for a while now. I don't really trust that whole ESPN crowd. The old lineage, like, none of them. So, and on top of that, bro, Caitlyn, like, all these white incels or white racist motherfuckers jumping on let's make Caitlyn Clark a victim when she clearly said she's not a victim and that she talks shit too. And it was just shit talk. And LSU was a better team. And she likes that type of shit because she's a competitor.
Right.
Like, now you're just ignoring the autonomy of women's sports.
She literally did the same shit, this thing or whatever. She did the same shit, like, 1 week before. Like,
it's fucking Haley Van Lith and her.
But it was okay when she did it.
Louisville's lame ass did it. Like, they deserve to get trash talked because she said some foul shit to some girl. I think Louisville would be Texas or whatever. But, yeah. So, bottom line is, the shit talk been happening. And what you're not going to do is tell a black woman from Maryland what the fuck to say or do. And you're not going to tell a team from Louisiana that just whooped your team's ass in a national championship game on some LSU when Joe Burrow was there type shit. You're not going to tell them to be quiet. And, yeah, the media has a very racist spin when it comes to covering black athletes when it's not a black person writing about it. I've seen that shit my whole life and coming through journalism school. People who don't look like you, especially in journalism, have some elitist-ass attitude sometimes. Like, examples I can give you, Geraldo Rivera. Oh, no. Apparently, he was in a gang or whatever, but this motherfucker, I met him at my internship. He's the exact piece of shit you think he is.
Yeah.
With the whole, maybe Trayvon Martin got killed only because he was wearing a hoodie.
All right, can we speed this up? I'm sorry. We don't have a lot of time.
Nah, you can't. You shut the fuck up and sit there. So when it comes to the whole situation, like, it's just whack that all these people are coming out trying to pretend like this is about sportsmanship. When most of y'all, if y'all were in that position, you'd be talking shit too. So shut up. Like, Paige Buecher, she's coming back. All these, like, elite, like. All
right, bro, you already said this, like, three times.
Actually, I didn't mention Paige Buecher's name until just now.
I know, man. You already mentioned the media, like, three times.
You don't even watch women's college basketball.
I know, that's why I'm trying to speed this up.
I had to fucking listen to you talk about the Clippers and Luka. So,
yeah,
because
you've been getting your cheeks clap for 15 years.
What?
You can get your cheeks clap.
Who?
Laker fans. You.
You still don't have a championship.
Well, I don't care, bro.
Clippers ain't won shit.
I really don't care. Right,
final, I got more championships than the Clippers
line,
do.
Reese, she got did
Angel
dirty.
Reese, she did what
she
did.
She got did dirty, but it's been cleared and everybody's okay
and
now.
And fuck, I mean, Joe Biden's wife. Because why would you invite losers to the White House?
Oh, yeah. Said
how the fuck are you going to invite the team that lost?
And yeah, no, that's, Iowa. That was weak.
Like, that's
wait,
some.
What?
I'm a can't. Yeah,
Joe Biden wanted both teams at the White House.
What the fuck's wrong with that?
Joe.
You fucking lost.
You lost.
Losers lose. You don't get to go to the White House.
But she invited LSU too, and then LSU got mad about it. I heard about that. I didn't understand.
Well, Kim Mulkey, the LSU head coach, is an avid Trump supporter and doesn't fuck with the Bidens whatsoever. And the team don't fuck with Biden because Joe Biden didn't even have LSU in the bracket. Right. So they were like, ah, fuck him and his wife. And then they're like, oh, they were so good, both teams should go. And they're like, if our black ass team lost in the national championship game, you would not be inviting us. You only wanted to invite Iowa, a team full of white girls, and two mixed chicks.
I feel like that's
just
a stretch.
Just watch LSU.
In the history of sports, the loser never goes to the White House. When the Raiders lost the Super Bowl, they didn't go to the White House.
But when's the last time that the female basketball national championship even went to the White House?
Yeah, because they didn't. Yeah, but that's the winner not going.
Yeah,
the winner always goes to the White House.
In women's basketball?
No, in sports in general. Every sport.
Specifically in women's basketball?
Yes. It's the same across the board.
They go every single year?
The winner, if they don't, if they want to.
Yeah, they do the WNBA stuff all the time. The
every team that wins a championship in college and the pros or the Olympics, you go to the White House. And if you don't want to go to the White House,
I just never hear about it unless it's a men's sport. So
you ever seen the losers go? You ever seen when the women's national team got clapped in the World Cup? Did they go to the White House? No, because they didn't win. The winners go to the White House.
But if they both got invited though, like it's not like LSU didn't get invited.
But you're not supposed to invite the loser because that's never happened in like the history of the White House.
If I was the first lady and it was like OU versus somebody and OU lost, sports. I'd probably want to invite OU too.
But she only did that because
that's a bias.
She had a clear bias against a team that was predominantly black versus a team that has a white girl who's one of the best players in the nation, and the team's like all white with two light skinned chicks. So it's like. I mean, it was the highest grossing women's basketball game of all time. It beat the dog shit out of the men's ratings. It was 9.9 million viewers. Like, it did great. But there's more storylines in women's basketball. It's been like that for, like, the past 5 years. Everybody like Breonna Stewart just came out of nowhere. She won fucking Player of the Year all 4 years.
Jesus,
and
that's
crazy.
And
won four straight national titles. And Player of the Year all 4 years. Like, winning the Heisman four straight years.
Bro, 9 million is not a lot. 9.9.
But for women...
That's not a lot, bro. Like,
it's not.
Probably fucking How I Met Your Mother probably beats that.
9.9 for women's basketball?
In general.
Like, 1 year ago, women's basketball was the most overhated sport.
I mean, like, in general.
It destroyed the men's national championship game is what I'm saying.
It was on broadcast, right?
So was the men's game, and nobody watched
it.
It was on broadcast, right? Yeah. More people watched Monday Night Raw.
That's not a lot, bro.
Good. I'm glad the Jazz got eliminated.
Because think about it. The Super Bowl does like 200 million.
You can't compare anything to the Super Bowl.
Fuck, that's
But think
that's
about
sad,
it.
Bro.
Last year,
it's college sports, bro.
There's a lot of women in the world. More people would watch it. Like,
I mean, women have been conditioned basketball. A lot, not like sports because it's masculine. So, I mean, you know how many women have told me that I'm not a man, so I shouldn't watch her play sports or be interested in sports? More women than men, honestly.
I know girls who run track.
Yeah, but now they pander to women a lot. So,
how?
A lot. The pink thing, the fucking jerseys.
The pink thing is old.
Yeah.
But that's not just an NFL thing. That's like a country.
I know. That's what
thing.
I'm saying. All the sports leagues do. They all know that that's a fucking disposable income they can tap into.
That's like a nationwide thing. Breast cancer awareness.
I know, but the sports started recognizing it and integrating it into their calendar.
Everyone has a mom. That doesn't mean you can't be sexist.
I know, but what I'm saying is now they're pandering to that. I'm agreeing with you.
I would never say that Breast Cancer Awareness Month is pandering whatsoever.
Well, it is when you fucking find someone for wearing pink cleats, and then all of a sudden, a year later, it's fine. Now everyone can do it because now we sanction it because now we care about our mothers.
But that's the NFL. That's a whole other bag. That's a whole other fucking can of worms.
I mean,
but what I'm saying is all the leagues have plenty of initiatives to fucking involve female fans.
I agree.
Female viewers, et cetera, et cetera, because they know it's a fucking growing demographic that they can get money out of.
Well, every single time I see a Nike commercial that has a bunch of women in it, it does feel extremely pandering. But
not if Candace Parker's in it.
And
she's a girl.
Do you remember that? What's that one Nike commercial where it literally says, like, destroy sexism in it or something? I literally wanted to kill myself when I watched that. It was so fucking embarrassing.
I see it, but I will say this. Women don't really support women in women's sports.
across the board.
I mean, yeah.
It's financially proven at almost every level.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
more
why
men
it's
watch
sad.
Women's college basketball
it's sad
than
that,
women do.
Like, this game was so big that, like, it was all over the mainstream social media.
And it's
still only, like, taps out at 9 million.
Like, who are your top 10 favorite WNBA players?
I don't watch the WNBA.
See?
I literally just said that I've fallen victim to that.
I definitely don't watch the WNBA.
I can only watch like two or three teams.
I don't watch WNBA, bro.
I
barely watch NBA.
I can't watch the Sparks anymore. They piss me off. But I watch the Aces all day because they play great basketball.
But the thing is I don't even watch the NBA like that. So
God damn it, Lucas.
The only comparison that you could make for me would be golf, but I don't watch.
You fucking watch golf. That's
I don't watch LPGA.
All right.
Who wants to watch golf in general? I'd rather play mini golf.
So we got like 20 minutes and we still have a rundown. So we didn't move on. But yeah, Kenny, real quick, I was just going to say, what was the real DBU? Because that was a big debate this week on social media.
It's still kind of too early to tell.
LSU, I think it was LSU, OSU, Florida, and then.
It has to be LSU.
It's definitely not Bama.
It's not Bama.
You put it on here.
Well, that was the four options of fucking
Bama
people were debating.
Just has, they get five-star recruits, but they've had way more five-star busts than anybody. LSU, I have to say.
Yeah, it might be.
LSU has the best.
LSU always has, like, the best corners. So.
They have dudes who are, like, three-star recruits, two-star recruits. Like, Justin Jefferson's one of the best receivers in the league, and he was a two-star recruit.
Right.
Like, Tyrann Mathieu came out of nowhere. So,
And Ohio State's had some busts, too.
Ohio State has more busts than they do fucking playmakers. Now, if we're talking receiver, I'm going to have to go Ohio State because they have a factory right now.
Yeah,
that's true.
I agree.
But it's LSU.
I think
LSU, you could say linebacker and DB, because Florida has too many guys who bust out too.
but I think the thing why they're in the conversation though is because sometimes that's all that I have is a corner and a safety.
But once they get a QB, it's fucking scary. Look what happened with Joe Burrow.
So I think that's why they're in the conversation more so than like they just bump people out all the time. Like sometimes that's all they have is. Fucking defensive backfield.
I mean, shit. So what? They got dudes who, like, weren't even good, really, in the grand scheme of things, but they're going to get drafted.
Right.
Yep.
But, when it comes to players and visits to teams, I don't really give a shit because every prospect is going to visit the team. That's not news to me at all. Unless it's, like, the night before the draft, and it's like, okay, that's interesting. College football, USC spring game is next week, so I'm excited for that. 15th.
All right, touchdown and turnover. I don't have the rundown in front of
Mac
me.
Mac Jones trade rumors. Let's get to it. You know what? I'm going to concede my time to the two people across this table. And shit, if we go over, fuck it, I'll buy some more time. But I just want to hear from y'all. The Mac Jones trade rumors.
Trying to drink, man. Spring break.
I mean,
that's why I was gonna go 8 to 11. Y'all want to go 7 to 10?
Talk mad shit about
she
Mac Jones. So
10.
Go ahead.
No,
what'd
I said.
Wait,
7
what'd you say?
You definitely
said
7 to 10.
Too.
You said 7.
I was gonna say 8 to 11 because I knew this was gonna happen.
Bro, having those drinks just make me want to have more drinks.
I know.
And the food.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get drunk.
I'm down.
Let's get drunky drunk.
Okay. I won't because I'm driving, Lucas. But. I'll have a couple. But anyway, go ahead, because I know you're about to talk mad shit.
Okay, I will say I don't think Mac's a guy. However, I think he's being done dirty here.
Bro, what's with the Raiders shirt?
He knows what time it is. He know where he at.
I don't want to say, go ahead.
Came
bringing friendly gifts.
I never thought he was a guy because I just don't trust Bama quarterbacks. Like I don't know how Bryce Young is gonna turn out, you know.
No, Bryce Young different. He's from LA.
But
he's different. He's different
where he goes though. That's the thing.
He's
so
different.
Where's Bryce from?
He's from fucking Dina. He's from Pasadena. He went to Cathedral and then transferred to
Dina.
People from Pasadena,
people
they say
from Dina.
And Cali, so I guess that's what they say.
Yeah. They How's say
that Dina. Cringe? They will kill
that's
you.
That shit's hard.
You know,
some people
first,
in Pasadena
I wish
will
I
kill
could
you.
Be like, I'm from Dina.
When I first moved here, people were like, yeah, we call ourselves Angelinos.
No, I've never heard
white people
say that.
In Santa Monica
out
say
from
that.
Yeah, I almost passed out.
No, I'm. Nobody says that. Nobody in Hawthorne says
or
that.
People will say I'm from the 626.
We cut Lucas off, so go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I never really thought he was a guy. You know, he looks like a random creative character of, like, how a white person should be.
You'll take your daughter on a nice date, buy her some fucking cream croissant.
It's like if you put every white man together and morphed them, it would be Mac Jones.
Basically. And give him a dad bod torso.
And then
Jones should have been Mario.
Honestly. Yeah.
And then we got Bailey Zappi, who's the Netflix version. So, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, he's being screwed. I mean, there's, like, no other way to say it. Like, I mean, I don't blame him for being pissed off because, you know, we had a bunch of clowns running offense.
Matt Patricia,
Joe Judge, I mean, it's just, it wasn't
good. Bill O'Brien, good Lord.
Well, I think Bill O'Brien will help, but, like, as long as you don't give him general manager powers, it'll be fine. Like, that was the one issue with O'Brien back in Houston is that they gave him GM powers, and that's why everything collapsed.
Yeah, he's pretty stupid.
Other than that, like, his coaching mind, you know, his offense, like, it should be improved, but this trade rumors thing was, like, kind of random, though, and I don't know who would want Mac.
The,
like,
Jets.
No.
I doubt the Jets would ever want to trade
I don't think anyone wants him.
Yeah, no one wants him, and then also it would be Deshaun, like, what would it be for? Like a fourth or a fifth?
Wow,
like
fifth.
We'd absolutely nothing.
All right, Nikki, touchdown or turnover, Matt getting traded. Damn.
All right, I'll be really quick because I know we don't got time, but I will say when I heard about how the fact that Bill Belichick was somehow offended or salty about the fact that Mac reached out to his old coaches at Alabama, such as Nick Saban, his old quarterback coach, etc., for advice on, you know, whatever, like his training or his performance. And he actually got mad enough to start shopping him as if it was like the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it's pretty petty.
It's extremely petty. Coming from...
I mean, he's 70.
It's just, Bill, I don't want to say this because...
Say
Bill,
it.
Bill is such...
Got Alzheimer's, dementia.
His fall from grace has been very sudden and hard to watch. Because
quite delicious, actually.
Because it went from, if we would back up, let's all... take a, you know, a quick trip down memory lane, when Brady announced that he was going that he was leaving the Patriots, everyone, the common narrative was we've heard it a million times. It's always been Bill Belichick. It's always been Bill Belichick. It was never Brady. It was Bill Belichick. He's the real whatever. And then Brady leaves and has an ounce, a crumb of success. And
it was a pretty big crumb.
Okay, well, you know what I mean, though.
Pretty big crumb.
pretty big chunk.
What I'm saying is Brady has, in Brady terms, mild success.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Bill Belichick.
I think this is just Patriots fans projecting.
I have been a Bill Belichick meat writer ever since Brady left.
Wow.
Can she say that?
Yeah.
Bro, I've been defending him consistently when people keep talking mess, but the fact that he got so emotional about Mac's decision to reach out.
But the thing is, I feel like these things,
their coaching staff is a complete shit show.
I feel like these things are just going on in fucking Patriots' head because, like,
Matt Patricia's running your
offense. I think outside of that Patriots bubble,
I
think everyone always thought it was Brady, like. Belichick was the assist man. Like,
all of the haters, which was most Brady. People, you cannot sit here and tell me that Tom Brady did not get way more popular when he moved to Tampa Bay.
Because he had personality. He started fucking talking about
Patriot
shit.
Patriot Way clearly
and
was
speaking out on issues.
Despise Brady. And
speaking
goes,
out on pop culture. And
he
that,
goes
but
to
that
Tampa
was
Bay
Bill Belichick.
And all of a sudden, he's whatever. Like everyone, he's everyone's favorite player. All of a sudden, when
he won 6 championships in fucking in New England. 20. Did we ever see him fucking jumping across ships fucking wandering around being drunk as fuck? No.
Because Bill forced him to be humble on camera.
Exactly. Yeah. And now he got to be his fucking self. And people are like, yo, we actually would kick it with Brady. Like, he's not a fucking avocado ice cream eating douchebag. Like
a narc.
Also, I'm just gonna say,
like he's
line,
just dating
bottom,
a fucking supermodel line, and is controlled by a narcissistic coach. Like it's fine.
Bottom line, I am disappointed in Bill Belichick's decision making.
Now he's just gonna be kicking it in Vegas.
I just want him to retire already.
I don't think he will.
Yeah, all right, I hope he does. Kenny Jr. I'm gonna be quick and take 5 minutes.
I took the least amount of time.
It was two.
You started at 47.
47? No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. I looked.
No, I did not.
I looked. Damn. We can run the tape back.
Damn.
I'm going to just buy an extra hour because we're probably going to go over.
I mean, we have a 15-minute grace period.
Really?
Yeah, right. We can probably get through
on
this.
Our next one says Mama Kels jersey in Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so in case you missed it, basically the jersey and shoes she was wearing that were half Eagles, half Chiefs, they're on display in the Hall of Fame.
That's a mad touchdown.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah, I actually thought that was cool because it's like something that's unique. Yeah, she signed it.
That's baller.
She signed it.
Yeah,
the first brothers to ever go against each other in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they have a picture of all three of them at the end of the game.
That's
fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah, I think that's cool. All right, next one. Corey Peters retires. Nobody cares about Corey Peters.
Long time D tackle, like 13 years in the league or something like that.
He's like slightly above mid.
He lasted a while. You want to skip the Washington one?
The Washington team is supposed to be sold in May.
The commies. Eh?
Until
specifically
it happens,
May 22nd.
Wait, to who though? Aren't there like three?
There's
four
like three.
There's
yeah,
like
three,
Jeff
four
Bezos.
Until it happens,
who the fuck are they gonna sell it to?
I feel like it's not news until it's
if
news.
Jeff Bezos buys the or not what
the
is
commies.
It? The Commanders. I will never watch the NFL ever again.
Because what's it we call it? Daniel Snyder's fighting against that.
Yeah, he is.
No, fuck Dan. I don't even, bro. Whatever Daniel Snyder's fighting against,
he got some dirt. He's just unleashed all the dirt and just. Yeah.
That's the thing, though. If Daniel Snyder don't like it, then it's probably a good thing.
I mean, he already released dirt on Gruden, so
that's not enough, though. He needs to release everything so we can just have a civil war.
Yeah,
because
he's a piece of
with.
Shit himself, so he was trying to take some of the heat off his back.
Broncos
all the heat off.
Broncos legend John Elway. He was the GM. He announced this week that he's no longer in official capacity with the job.
He was a consultant, and his consultant contract ended, and they mutually agreed to part ways before his contract ended.
They already made George Payton the GM.
His quote was that the team, he's left the team in good hands with the new regime.
Yeah. Which means they didn't want him
regime.
Anymore.
So, touchdown
anymore.
Or turnover. Elway, no longer.
I think the new ownership
touchdown.
Was like, nah, get out of here.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a touchdown. He knew the writing was on the wall. It's over.
Paxton Lynch, Drew Locke.
I respect him.
I would have just put that on his fucking pink slip. Paxton Lynch, Drew Locke.
Yeah. You traded Bradley Chubb for what?
Wait, did he draft Tebow?
Oh, yeah, Tebow, too.
Tebow, yeah.
Three.
Damn.
There you go.
McDaniels. Holy shit, bro. It's been that far back.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, he hired McDaniels. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's been GM for a minute, bro.
Damn.
Since, like, he fucking retired.
I totally forgot about
that.
That
Pete Manning shit saved his whole...
Yeah, literally his whole legacy.
I gotta give him another 7 years to
I mean, he still has more clout than anyone in fucking Denver, so he's still gonna be around.
Well, just more than Peyton?
Definitely more than Peyton.
Peyton's like a cool stepdad.
I think if you're under the age of 25, Peyton has more clout.
No, I'm talking about in Denver.
Yeah,
in Denver. No, fuck no. Then John Elway.
Three Super Bowls. Under the age of 25,
bro, John Elway went to more than three. What, five Super Bowls?
But you have to remember,
he went to three with Dan Reeves. He went to the two, so five.
People my age never experienced John Elway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We experienced Peyton.
But you know, if you're a Broncos fan, you know him.
I guess if you're a Broncos.
That's what I'm saying. In Denver.
Well,
we're saying in Denver.
You young whippersnappers.
I never experienced Drew Bledsoe. So I don't have any, he doesn't have any clout to me like that.
Yeah, but he didn't win five Super Bowls and was the number
six.
One pick.
Yeah.
He was a
and
literally overall pick.
Actually, yeah, Washington Drew Bledsoe was the first.
And literally, like, chose your team. Like, he chose them.
Yeah.
He rose them from the fucking
ashes.
Yeah.
Now he just became like a concussed, bitter quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, who was actually kind of nice and Madden.
Yeah.
For keeping
shout out to Eric Moulds.
Shout out to Eric fucking Moulds.
All right, moving on. The Raiders hired Danny Amendola and signed Brian Hoyer. Touchdown to turnover.
Brian
Hoyer's
37.
Turnover, bro.
Goddamn. Danny Amendola is going to be
Vegas.
A returner's
coach.
Las Vegas Patriots.
Holy
wait,
shit.
Hoyer's 37?
Yes, 38.
Why is everybody on that team and on that staff a former Patriot?
Jesus.
Like, why do y'all so obsessed with getting our sloppy seconds, bro?
He's German.
Just had to throw that in there.
Yeah. Schadenfreude? Damn.
Why are y'all so obsessed with getting our sloppy seconds?
I would have taken Jacoby.
Everybody on
that team has association with the Patriots.
I would have taken Brissett.
I just want a Brian Flores.
Y'all are the Patriots.
I just
want
to.
Body, yada, yada.
But no, for real, I wish everything best for him. What is Amendola doing?
He's the returner's coach. And helping out with the receivers.
Did he even return?
A little bit. He wasn't good. Yet. He's a small wide receiver who somehow made a
long.
Don't
say he's not good. He is a multiple Super Bowl winner.
That don't mean shit.
Well, he didn't do much.
That means nothing. Samaki Walker has NBA championships.
Danny Amendola is like top 10 favorite Patriots of mine.
Samaki Walker has more NBA championships.
bro, he's your returner's coach now. You got to like him.
No, I don't.
Bro,
Hunter Renfrow returning
kicks. What's
your
problem with Danny Amendola for? What
did
he ever do to you?
He's not even qualified to have that position. Josh Cribbs is qualified to
bro.
Do that.
He's got more Super Bowls than anybody else on your team, except Jimmy Garoppolo, but then
he just
came for the Patriots, too.
When you're a poor man's Julian Edelman, like, come on, bro.
Poor man's?
He's a poor man's.
When you're
poor
a poor
man's. Terminally ill fucking Wes Welker.
Yeah, when
he's
that,
Tim
when
Dwight with no
not,
speed.
They're not comparable people, bro.
He's Tim Dwight with no speed. They are. They're literally the same body type. We said that at the same time. And they went to the same school. They played the same position.
Oh, my God, man.
All right, moving on.
College football trivia for the win.
Ravens offered OBJ a contract. Yeah, touchdown or turnover, Kenny? Allegedly. He's waiting for the Jets.
He's waiting
for the Aaron Rodgers trade.
He needs to just go to the Chiefs and just become a number one receiver over there.
He should lower his price to go to Andy Reid. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say it's a turnover because
they got Sky Moore.
In case you didn't know, Baltimore is where receivers go to die.
Literally.
And plus, they have we don't know what's going to happen with Lamar either. So it's like, why would he go there?
That's why they're trying to use him to help keep him more.
It's not gonna.
They're trying to use him to drive the price down.
Like even if OBJ says yes, it's not gonna work.
Who's throwing to you?
The Titans and Raiders may move up to number three. Touchdown or turnover?
Turnover.
I say it's a touchdown.
Fam, if you can't get Richardson or Stroud,
you're going to be able to get one of those guys.
You don't know that. Atlanta might say fuck it and take a QB.
But I mean, even
Desmond Ritter's trade bait.
You even said Bryce Young is him, so you're gonna get one of those three.
No, I said Bryce Young is him, buddy. I've been saying Bryce Young is him since he transferred from the three drill to modern day, and then fucking.
That's what I'm saying. So you're gonna get one of those three players.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
How are you? You're going to go to number three.
Houston,
you're going to get one of those three.
Houston
players.
Houston is pump faking like they're gonna go defense. They could.
They're absolutely not. That would be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Bro, are you listening? I said move up to three. Not five. Three.
Why would the Raiders move up to three? Why would that make sense?
To get CJ or get Anthony Richardson.
How much did they just pay Jimmy?
No, they wouldn't have. Bro,
you know,
there's
the Panthers,
three picks.
The Panthers.
How much did they pay Jimmy is what I said.
A lot of money.
No, it's only like 20,
30
guaranteed.
I thought it was like 30.
No.
Try 35.
No, his cap hit's only like
it's
20.
It's like a $52 million contract, but it's really only like 30
His
million
cap hit's
so.
Only like 20,
I
though.
Feel like spending that much money on somebody, you're not going to draft a quarterback.
Why?
At three?
Why? The Niners did with Trey Lyons.
Shows absolutely no
that
trust
was a mistake,
in Jimmy.
Though.
The Chiefs did it with Pat Mahomes.
Honestly,
and
I just want Lamar to go to the
Rogers,
Niners so I can become a Niners fan.
That's what I look at.
When they drafted old boy, whatever his name is, Jordan Love. How Aaron Rodgers got all pissy because
he got
say,
okay, but what about Alex Smith
deal.
And Pat Mahomes? That worked out fine.
Hey, I'm going to just be honest.
How about Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes? That worked out fine.
That's because Alex Smith was a pro's
totally
pro.
Deal.
Alex Smith was a pro's pro.
How is it the same? How is it not the same?
Because Alex Smith has a different worth in different ways than Jimmy G does.
Alex Smith
what do you mean?
Told.
They're both former 49ers
Patrick
quarterbacks
Mahomes
who are mid as fuck and almost lost
three.
Their job like every single year.
Patrick Mahomes
was
drafted
10th overall
what?
Pick.
At the, like, the end of the first round?
10th overall pick.
Alex Smith was
Patrick
number
was?
One.
Yeah, because they traded up.
He traded up to 10.
Yeah, Alex Smith was one.
No, but Alex Smith wasn't Alex Smith in KC that he was when he first came into the league. He was one pick and 11 interceptions his rookie year bad.
Yeah.
It took him like 10 years to finally be fucking good.
because he kept getting different offensive coordinators instead of just letting him do what he does good at.
So,
he's dinking and dunking.
Jimmy G has a $23 million cap hit.
Yeah.
Which isn't that high.
Yeah.
He's probably like the 14th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I say why not?
I just hope Lamar ends up on the Niners so I can just become a Niners.
Because the thing is, if you don't take a quarterback now,
you ain't gonna get one next year.
You're not going to get one. Like, either you're going to be mid with Jimmy G or you're going to be good with Jimmy G.
Make the playoff.
But either way, you're not going to get a quarterback.
The entire offseason is gain a bunch of quarterbacks. Hoyer. Jimmy G.
Hoyer's going to be teaching the system.
Yeah, basically.
In case Jimmy G.
Because you have to figure out that position. In the division that they're in.
Yeah, they need a whole defense.
In the division that they're in, though, they need to figure that out first and foremost.
What's his name out of Georgia?
Carter. Not Jalen Carter. He doesn't know how to fucking drive a car safely.
He's going
to
fall back in the draft.
He doesn't. Nah, he's going top 10. Seattle needs a D-tackle.
Yeah, Seattle will take him.
Atlanta needs a D-tackle.
I mean, he was projected one, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so
at one point.
Anything he was, he's
going to
fall.
He's not going to Vegas because they dealt with Henry Ruggs and reckless driving.
Damn, I got it right on the head. Jimmy G's the 14th highest paid quarterback. Oh,
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, which means that's barely top half.
Damn,
so
that's crazy.
I'm just waiting for Lamar to get traded to the Niners so I can become a Niners fan and be done with the shit.
I mean,
I'm over
it. It's really hard not to root for the Niners just because they're so, like...
Speaking of which...
You know Lamar and Nick Bosa on the same team would blow up the fucking world? That's the storyline I want.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Nah, they'd become best friends, bro. It'd be like Ruth Bader Ginsburg hanging out with, what's that, Justice Scalia?
Like, fuck both of them, though.
All right.
Man, what Ruth Bader Ginsburg are you?
All right. We're on time. Take her tangent. Cardinals owner was accused of cheating and retaliation.
Oh, boy.
Basically, his vice president came back when the vice president was suspended for 6 games during the Steve Wilkes season.
Yeah.
They basically made him carry around a burner's phone to keep in contact with the team, which he didn't want to do, but the owner made him do it, and the owner would blow him up, and then just the whole Steve Wilkes thing, like various other things. So now he's suing him in civil court.
I'm confused. How is that cheating? I was having a burner phone.
That was one other thing.
He has
because he's not supposed to be in contact with the team. He was suspended for an unrelated thing.
What does retaliation mean?
He created a hostile environment for women of color and LGBTQ folks.
Okay, that's a weird word to say, though. Retaliation?
It's like if you were a whistleblower and then they fired you because you blew a whistle.
Yeah.
That's retaliation.
They fired him for snitching, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though what he did was like, technically the right thing to do, but he has dirt on his jacket, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, this is a Snyder situation again.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
NFL,
fucking Paul Richardson all over again.
You gotta stop saying Paul Richardson, bro. Leave that man alone.
R.
He's
R.
living his life. He's not dead.
I thought he died.
No, what the fuck? Paul Richardson's
didn't
life
we just do wait, something about him dying?
Paul Richardson didn't die. Owner? What the fuck's wrong?
Yeah.
He just died.
Jerry
Richardson.
Bro.
He just died at like.
It's Jerry Richardson.
Yeah,
are they different
like
people?
89.
Paul Richardson was a fucking receiver who was at Sarah, who went to Colorado because he got kicked out of UCLA.
You're right, my bad.
God damn, bro.
You're right, my bad.
Yeah, no, Jerry Richardson's dead.
Yeah, he died. That was a big GMB.
Speaking death on
a big GMB.
Bro, I live in Gardena. I'm right by Sarah High School. I gotta go home. What's wrong with you,
bro? That was a big ass GFE.
You got like 100 fucking Samoans on me now.
All right. Cam Newton came out of the woodworks and basically was like,
this should be fade or fair.
There's not 32 players better than me.
But there are 12 guys I'll back up.
But there are 12 guys that he'll back up.
Damn.
Okay, but what are the 12 guys?
Do you really want me to go through the whole list?
Go through the whole list.
Fuck, dude.
First off, there are
Sean Watson, wherever Lamar is going, Aaron Rodgers, Anthony Richardson, wherever Anthony Richardson, Stroud, and CJ are going.
Okay, so basically, what Kenny said, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Tua, Malik Willis, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, Jalen Hurts, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Sam Howell.
Six of those quarterbacks
aren't
came from his quarterback
academy. I'm sorry. Does he really think that he
Cam
deserves
had
to
a
start over Patrick Mahomes?
Right. No, as a backup. But Cam Newton.
He said he'll back them up.
He said he wouldn't back up Patrick Mahomes.
No, Pat Mahomes is on his list.
Oh, he was on the list?
Yeah, he's on the list.
Oh, I didn't hear him. I didn't hear you say that one.
No, you're right. He's not.
He's not on the list.
You really think you're watching Patrick Mahomes, buddy?
Bottom line is, like six of those guys, like Deshaun Watson and Malik Willis and Sam Howell, like six of those QBs, came from underneath Cam Newton's quarterback passing academy.
Right. Well, three of these guys aren't even in the league, so that tells you he pretty much thinks he's a top 10 quarterback.
Richardson was one of them, though.
He pretty much gaslit the media into
saying
he's a top 10 quarterback. Like, he literally just got a quote saying he's a top 10 quarterback without saying he's a top 10 quarterback.
I feel like
that's fucking wild.
Your agent
that's fucking
said that.
Genius, bro.
Your agent should have said that.
That was fucking genius.
That's ballsy.
Holy shit.
Belichick might bring him back.
That man's brilliant.
I would die at this point with all these Mac Jones rumors. I mean, fuck.
Not this shit again.
All right, can we just go straight to Fader Fair?
No, we don't even have Fader Fair on here, bro.
I got one.
We don't got time, I can't even tell you.
We still got to do the rants.
What is it?
I'll do it in my rant then.
All right.
Cam Newton pisses me off so hard, bro. All
right, man. Real quick.
I despise that man, bro.
Those last three don't even.
Did you see the NFL 4x1 conversation that was going on?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Jameel Dean.
So basically they were saying
if
you took a cornerback, a linebacker, a running back, and a receiver and had them run a relay from each team, who would win?
Probably the receiver, the running
Kenny?
Dolphins.
Dolphins are pretty close.
Dolphins.
Who's their corner?
The
linebacker.
Xavier Howard.
Is he a 4-3 guy?
He's a 4-6 guy. You got to get their first round pick, Noah, they had a corner from Auburn.
Igbenaga, man.
Yeah, Noah, whatever.
Nah, he don't run a 4-3. He's like 4-4.
Still, 4-4 is one of the fastest people on earth.
I guess.
And you have Raheem Mostert.
Raheem Mostert, yeah.
And you got Tyreek and Jalen.
I'm a hard have to say Dolphins for sure.
Now, the Cowboys are a little bit different because, you know, Michael Parsons.
What about the Bengals? I mean,
they got like two guys.
Yeah, that's true.
After that, it's a fucking boat race.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to see. I feel like it's going to come down to whoever has the fastest corner.
Because
I feel like most people have a 4-3 receiver.
Nah, Jalen Ramsey ran a 4-4-1.
Oh, I forgot Jalen's on the Dolphins. Okay, I'll give it to the Dolphins then. Fuck it.
Nah, I don't want to give it to the Dolphins.
All right.
Jalen began burnt. I'm just saying. Jalen began burnt by 4 or 5 receivers.
All right. In case you missed it, journalists got kicked out for asking questions about Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens press conference.
Because he did like a one hour.
Dude. So take your tangent, Kenny.
He did like a 1 hour fucking interview talking about Lamar. And his face looked real fucking distraught when he was at that press conference, bro. I felt bad for him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it affects everything in the whole entire organization. Like,
Harbaugh's a coward.
To act like you're not going to get the question, and then the way the PR person handled it, like, he became the story, and that's like the number one rule of the fucking PR. Don't make yourself the story, bro. Don't do any harm. He did harm. He made it worse. Yeah. That shit went viral, like... So now it's really looking like the fucking Ravens are scrambling, not knowing what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Even if they had an hour interview before, like, the fucking rumors get out before the fucking truth gets out of bed. All right, Rance, we got 5 minutes, we really have to keep this a minute.
Inside the NFL got canceled.
Oh, that's sad.
At Paramount.
RIP.
It's been around since 1977.
Do we even talk about Trey Lance and Mahomes?
Yeah, it's just kind of sketchy.
It's two light-skinned dudes cooking. It don't matter.
It's fine. Regular shit.
Yeah, man, I'm glad we all got to be together in this room and do this episode. It was dope.
Yeah.
Lucas, Nikki, Pete's bitch ass. Yeah, man, this is great.
Kenny kicked it with me 3 days this week. He's over me.
That's already...
he's at the max.
I'm at the limits, bro.
He was cool yesterday, but today he's had enough.
Like, of course I'm going
to
show up late.
He was happy to see me yesterday and Monday, but today.
Of course I'm going to show up late on the third day. It's podcast day. Fuck. But, yeah, I'm excited for USC's spring game next week. And, yeah, my nephew tried to bitch slap me today.
I
regular day.
Threw a hissy fit. No, he threw a hissy fit and fully swung at me with an open fist, and I was like, I almost choke slammed a child. No, I'm just playing.
Just hit him with a fucking Snoop Dogg elbow.
I got like a little.
That was
neck
the pump. Weakest people's elbow in my whole entire.
No, that was a
life.
Stiff ass elbow drop. He dropped that. He dropped his full body weight on the Miz's sternum.
Oh, a whole 115 pounds.
Hey, man, that's a whole
boots.
Lot. That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot of cripping, bro. That's a whole lot of cripping to drop on a man's chest.
Bro, Snoop got a Snoop about 10 years away from a convalescent home, man.
Nah, man, Snoop doing everything.
Yeah, man.
The fact that like people still look at him as a felon,
up.
Even though he's not, he's never actually been a felon, but Martha Stewart is, and people still look at him as the felon between the two of them. Fuck that. Live your best life, Calvin Brothers Jr.
Oh, come on,
wow,
dude.
He called him.
You just had to say the full name? Come on, man.
Hell yeah. Fuck
that's
that.
Doxing, brother.
All right, that's it?
No, it's not.
Doxing.
That's it?
Anybody anything else to say before the shit cuts off?
Trey Lance is a bust. Stop hyping him up, please.
I thought you just stopped hyping him up. I was like, whoa.
Damn.
Stop hyping him up. He's a bust.
I can't wait to see
anything
cocaine.
Else you want
to
say about
I can't
LA
wait to see Cocaine
your fucking
Bear tomorrow.
1 minute?
About LA?
Yeah. You're actually here now.
Too many homeless people.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
So every other fucking
elitist.
East Coast person that comes here, wow.
If Nick ain't got nothing to say, just turn it off. That's
you got anything to say?
That's so elitist.
Yeah. So,
talk to the mic. It cuts off.
She says Easter egg one more time.
Oh, if you, whatever. So the first round of the Masters was today. For those of you, white people who are listening who watch golf along.
Where's
with
your
me.
Boy Roy there?
My golf husband Rory McIlroy played. He played mid as fuck.
Of course he was.
He shot an even par, but he has shot. At least in the 70s in the past 4 opening rounds of the Masters, and he finished second place last year. He's terrible first round in general. That's just his vibe. His best round is Saturday's, so it's going to be fine. He's still going to win. He's still going to get that Grand Slam. I believe in him. I'm putting it out there in the universe.
He'll never catch Tiger Woods.
He's going to get that Grand Slam. He's going to do it. He's going to fulfill his childhood dream. He got it. I love you, bro. Also, at the Masters, there's this... every single year at the Masters, a couple of amateurs get to play. They get specially
invited.
Yo,
that shit was hilarious when they were like, they didn't invite the fucking commissioner of that other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Norman or whatever.
What? I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, the fucking... He's like the commissioner of the other
No, of course they're not going to invite him.
Yeah,
because,
but
because
his
he's
quote,
sponsoring the other league.
But his quote was like...
Greg Norman.
Did Phil Mickelson show up and just didn't say shit to nobody?
No, Phil Mickelson... There was a few LIV players there. They were forced to be invited because of their scores. Like,
no, but then...
Statistically speaking, you're forced to invite certain people if they based on their performance in the PGA the year prior. And so they were forced.
That's what he said. He was like, yeah, you know, we stuck to our criteria. And he's actually only been here twice in 10 years. And one of the years was as a commentator.
Seriously.
Yeah, great.
I was like, damn.
Greg
flipped
Norman.
The fuck out of him, bro.
Oh,
that
Greg,
shit was
Greg
hilarious.
Norman's old.
Yeah, I was like, man, maybe I should start paying attention to golf.
The thing about Greg Norman is that he's old.
He wouldn't have played anyway.
But anyway, Sam Bennett, he's an amateur at Texas A&M. He broke a ton of amateur records today at the Masters. He's tied for 6th, 4 under. He just beat the lowest round ever in Masters history for an amateur.
This woman
he's
10
playing,
seconds. You
he's
have
playing
seconds.
For his dead daddy. He's awesome. I hope he does great.
This woman never pulls anything up on her laptop as she's citing
golf statistics.
I'm sick.
Is this how the world ends?
Anyways, touchdowns and tangents. TDs_tangents. touchdownsandtangents.com. I had a good week, too. Thanks for asking. Peace.
Shout out to Famous Dave's Barbecue.
Yes, sir. That shit was great.
It was lit.